delivering a paper entitled Quality Assurance as a Transformational Tool to Problems in the University. The keynote speaker, Professor Nimi Briggs, categorized human failure in the university system into three facets of priority, student, and staff. He expressed worry that unqualified but influential individuals in the system, students who are ready to cheat, and staff who in the name of unionism shut down academic activities regularly are vivid examples of human failing in the education sector. Professor Briggs also raised alarm that Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASU, had within 26 years embarked on industrial actions for 219 weeks, amounting to 4 years.
The organs by which we can correct ourselves and also contribute to the growth of our country and our continent.
In a remark, Vice Chancellor University of Ibadan, Professor Ido Wolayinka, said incessant strike was a factor that had made Nigerian public universities unattractive to foreign students. Professor Olayinka, who noted that universities' challenges were determined by mode of ownership, said unstable calendar was a great challenge to public universities.
The public universities are characterized by unstable academic calendar, largely on account of incessant disagreement between staff unions and management and or proprietor. This has made our public universities largely unattractive to foreign students. Just last week, most of the federal universities experienced a week-long warning strike from the Joint Action Congress of the Senior Staff Association of Nigerian Universities, SANU, and the Non-Academic Staff Union, NASU.
Chairman, Conference of the Association of Vice Chancellors of Nigerian Universities, Professor Muhammad Bello, represented by Professor Timothy Oluwagbemiro, in a remark, urged participants to fashion out ways to revamp the university system. Earlier, Oyo State Governor Engineer Seyi Makinde assured the Vice Chancellors that his administration would support them on the drive to move tertiary education system forward.
I'm aware that less than a decade ago, Faculty of Education of the University of Ibadan signed a memorandum of understanding with our state to strengthen the inspection of curriculum delivery in public primary and secondary schools in the state. The plan was to see members of the faculty conduct independent inspection of teachers in the discharge of their duties. This is expected to improve quality assurance in public schools in the state.
Over 77 vice chancellors are participating in the 2-day conference. In Ibadan, I am Adedayo Adelowo.